3 years ago, a warehouse fire killed dozens of people in Oakland. The building was home to an artist collective known as the Ghost Ship. Two men were each charged with 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter. Yesterday, a jury acquitted one of the men and failed to come to a decision on the other. Here's Jeremy Siegel from our member station KQED.
It was during a late-night party and concert when the fire ripped through the Ghost Ship. Many of the victims were artists, and the incident highlighted the Bay Area's skyrocketing rental prices and the precarious circumstances it forces on some residents. Prosecutors argued that the building was illegally converted into an unsafe living space, and master tenant Derek Almena and Max Harris, who's been described as the Ghost Ship's creative director, acted negligently. The defense argued that their clients were scapegoats for the city of Oakland, which they say didn't enforce building and safety regulations. They also suggested the possibility of arson. After months of testimony and arguments, jurors acquitted Harris of all charges.
I was always under the belief that Max Harris was innocent, and I did what I had to do to get him home.
Defense attorney Curtis Briggs says he's relieved, but he and Harris don't want to lose sight of the victims.
Our hearts are with those families and everybody who's been victimized by this tragedy.
For Almena, who held the lease on the building, jurors were hung, with 10 voting to convict and 2 saying he's not guilty.
I've been here like almost every day for over 5 months. For the jury to come back with this, it's frustrating.
Mary Vega lost her 22-year-old son, Alex, in the fire and says she thinks both Harris and Almena should have been found guilty.
Everybody's guilty. I lost my son because of this. And this is what happened? No, I am not happy about it.
Alameda County Chief Assistant District Attorney Kevin Dunleavy says his office respects the decision of the jury and that they know it's difficult for family members.
Since the beginning of this case, our hearts have been with the families of the 36 victims that died in this unspeakable tragedy.
A hearing on a possible retrial for Derek Almena is set for next month. For NPR News, I'm Jeremy Siegel in Oakland.